Good morning and welcome to Car Thoughts with David. I'm your host, as always, David Coward. Thank you guys so much for taking time out of your day. Listen to what this guy has to say. Guys, it means so much. Thank you for supporting the other podcasters I talk about on the show and their shows. Everything that you guys do, thank you. I've met so many amazing podcasters, and it's a community, it's a family, it's something that, I would have never knew was there, before, without actually joining this world of podcasting. And I mean, everyone I've met has been so absolutely amazing, and I mean, it's just, so cool to be a part of this community. And I like sharing those with you, because you might like those shows as well. Who knows? You might like their show better than mine. I don't know. So thank you guys for everything. These great interviews are being made possible by the fact that you guys are listening to the show and people are reaching out and saying, hey, I want to be a part of your show. So, with that being said, thank you. I've traveled a lot of places. I've been to, not as many as some people, but for someone who came from where I came from, I've traveled a lot of places, because in my hometown, generally you don't leave. It's one of those little places. It's small town USA. You're born there. You get married there. You have kids there. You get a job, good paying job there, or good for that area anyway, and you live there, and then you die there. It's very, and there's a lot of places like that. And I don't know why, because in history there are so many people that are actually from the state of Ohio that have done amazing things. Presidents, senators, congressmen, actors, actresses. There are so many, the Wright brothers, the two brothers who actually invented the airplane were from a small town in Ohio. There's so many amazing inventors and people that have come from the state, yet it seems like, and this is not just a me observation, I've heard other people who have actually left the state where they're like, yeah, my friends and family never want to leave. They just stay there in the little town, and they don't go anywhere. And it's not just the town I'm from, but people that I know from other cities within Ohio, like, Akron, Coshocton, Dayton, Cleveland, stuff like that, other places where people say that. And it's kind of really interesting. So for me to travel, is kind of unusual for where I'm from, culturally, and I don't know why. I've always had that desire to, to see the world. I mean, it's always been something that's driven me, and I've always wanted to learn more about other cultures, and I've always been incredibly curious about the world as a whole and what makes it tick, and what are the people like in this place? What's their customs, or what's their, excuse me, what's their, things that they do, or mannerisms, because, each culture has its own unique things, right? So I've always been fascinated by that, studying other cultures and learning about other people. And that's driven me to travel as much as I have. And it's really interesting, because, most of my family members wouldn't even leave to come visit us in North Carolina. So it was, we always went to visit them. And not that that's necessarily a bad thing or anything like that, but it's just, it seems to be something about those areas, those pockets, and maybe it's a on my list. I mean, to go to Tokyo, I would love to go and see just the you know, sheer scale of it. I mean, Tokyo's like the largest city in the world, and to see that would be amazing, you know, just see how that many people move about at once, you know. I mean, I've been to New York, and that was pretty impressive. And I did follow the New York etiquette, which was, you know, keep moving or get out of the way. My mom actually found a video that was done with a puppet, which was quite hilarious, talking about that subject. And it was like, hey, if you're not sure where you're going or you're stopping, pull over to the side. And it's not driving, it's walking. Because, you know, granted, most of the time when my wife and I were walking around, there wasn't a large amount of people everywhere, except for around Times Square, which our hotel was actually a block away from Times Square, so we would get caught up in that. But it was also extremely cold. The warmest day was 25 degrees Fahrenheit, or roughly negative 1 Celsius. And that was the warmest day, so me and my wife were probably the only two people that were crazy enough to be walking around. I mean, we walked, you know, from Central Park to Times Square to, you know, I mean, we just walked all over the place. We went up to the top of the Rock and took pictures from the Rockefeller Building, you know, of the city, and, you know, I mean, all over the place. Every day we were out there walking. I think we were clocking like 10 to 15 miles a day, which, considering the fact that it was below freezing on a good day, you know, and it was generally not that close to below freezing, you know, it was more like way below freezing, you know, we clocked a good bit of mileage while we were up there. We saw a lot of really cool stuff, met a lot of amazing. We'd like every morning we'd have breakfast with this little guy in our he'd come into the hotel. He was a tour bus driver, so he would take tourists around and show them all the sights of the city. So that's what he did for a living. He was a tour bus driver. He was the coolest little guy. He told us so many neat things about New York. And every morning, because we were staying at the Hotel Edison, every morning this guy would go in and have breakfast at the little restaurant. Diner. And so, you know, my wife was sitting there at the bar, and she sat down, and he sat down beside her, and just struck up a conversation with her. And, she, you know, you can tell she was from out of town, obviously, because, yeah, you can tell, like, from somebody's voice that they're obviously not from New York. Yeah, because you have that, you know, different speech pattern. And, so they start talking about different things, and so the next, you know, when I finally came down, because I'm like, I'm not really hungry, I was just getting something to eat, lunch, or whatever, you know, so I was taking a shower, and when she got back, she's like, oh, I just met the most amazing guy, he has breakfast, we need to have breakfast tomorrow morning so we can meet him, so, yeah, the hotel's got all those really cool things and sites to go see and things to check out. No ways to do things for free or for not that much money, because that's what he did. So, you know, he knew all the little New York secrets. You know, for the tourist, he's like, yeah, you can go here, do this, whatever. You know, but for us, he was like, give us all the like little insider tips that only a New Yorker would know about how to do things. Like, for instance, instead of going to see the Statue of Liberty directly, because when you're there on the island, you're so close, you really can't get a good picture of the Statue of Liberty because it's so tall, it's hard to get a good shot of the whole thing with the camera. So he recommended we actually take the ferry to go out and cross over, take the photo, get back on the ferry, and then head back to the island from there. And that was so much better because we got some amazing shots. We met some really good people that were doing the same thing. And, of course, there were some people that were on the which they weren't on, obviously, because it was so... they were on. Yeah, the pilots were actually running when it was so cold, but, yeah, they were actually running, which I guess that makes sense, because, probably, what, 6 months out of here, they have snow up there, so... But yes, we got to see that, and I mean, that was just, it was very quiet. There were people everywhere walking around, because we were there right when it opened, or right before it opened. They were kind of like letting people go in, because the museum part of it hadn't been finished with the fountains, and the garden, courtyard type area for it had been. So there were plenty of people coming through. There was so stoic and solemn. And I mean, I was too. You know, because when you think about the gravity of what happened, people had actually lost their lives there. It was, it was a lot to process, because, the Twin Towers were iconic parts of the New York City skyline. Everybody, when they were first. Giant filing cabinets. The people in New York City really didn't care for them. And until the guy that's, I can't remember his name, but the guy who actually suspended a tightrope between the two buildings and actually walked across them on a tightrope. And then that's when the real opinion of the towers really changed in a lot of ways. Granted, some people like them, but a lot of people are just like, they're not like, why? It's only the, like the Chrysler Building and the Empire State Building and all this. You have these two little, like, rectangle blocks sitting there. It's like, I can't get them right now. And if you're interested in finding out more about that, then my answer for the life of me is they plug into it. I didn't know I was going to be talking about this. The walk with Joseph Gordon-Levitt is actually, the movie about him and his journey to actually doing that. Fantastic movie. Though I have heard if you do, which is funny because I get vertigo pretty easily. Because of my concussion that I got several years ago, and people were like, "Oh, you watch this film, you get vertigo," and I wasn't affected at all by it. Now, granted, I didn't watch it in 3D, and I think maybe that might have had some stuff to do with it, because I can't imagine watching that in 3D. If you're interested, it was a very cool story and an amazing true story. Definitely recommend The Walk. But yeah, so, and I got to go to some really unusual places. One thing that was really neat was getting to go to the Nintendo store in New York City. Being the geeky, nerdy kid that I was, going to somewhere that's called Nintendo was definitely on my list, especially when I found out of its existence. And it was neat because, they had all the cool, new Nintendo stuff there, but in the second floor of it, they actually had, a little mini, history museum where they had, really, really old, Nintendo items and stories about, how Nintendo got started. They were originally a toy company in Japan, and then they went to making the little play-and-watch games, and you've got into arcades and video games and all that, so you actually got to see their entire evolution from toy manufacturer in, I think the 50s to video game, powerhouse and legend that they are today. So that was kind of cool. video game console set up and an actual driving rig with the, you know, so you can play Gran Turismo, the newest version of Gran Turismo, with the steering wheel and the racing chair and all that stuff. And, you know, all these really awesome TVs showing off, you know, movies and how crisp and clear they were. So that was kind of cool. You know, we went and actually saw The Phantom of the Opera on Broadway, which was confusing because I guess I was expecting it to sound better and more clear. I understood the concept of The Phantom of the Opera from watching it and what was going on, but I could not tell enough about the story because I couldn't clearly hear it. It was kind of weird how that actually turned up. I mean, it was on Broadway, but it was like, I don't know. It just was kind of muffled, so I couldn't hear what they were singing. I mean, you know, and to the point where I actually was like, oh, okay, yeah, this person's getting ready to, you know, run away with the Phantom or whatever the case may be. So that was a little confusing, but it was a cool experience to actually be able to say, seeing a show on Broadway. Of course, it was also, like, I think it was two blocks, like, yeah, it was like two blocks over from where we were, so it was really close as well. As a matter of fact, it was, we cut through a hotel to get there, because it was, like, literally on the other side of our hotel where the family was playing, and there was a hotel in between that, and so we walked out of our hotel, walked over a little bit, walked through the door of their hotel, walked out the back of their hotel, and then there was the theater. So that was really cool. And it was very interesting. And then, of course, you know, went to Vegas a couple times, which was fascinating. It was definitely very interesting to see. I'm not a gambler. I'm not really a drinker. I'm not really into going to shows that much. I used to really like, I really like going to concerts, but like as far as like shows like what they have in Vegas, not so much. So for me, it was more just like going there and experiencing the culture of it. Because, you know, I just took some money and went and played blackjack. And I didn't gamble. I just was like, oh, okay, here's $50. I'm going to play blackjack for as long as this money lasts. And, I mean, it lasted a pretty decent amount of time because at some point I was up, I think I had like $300 or something. And then I just kept playing. I was like, okay, cool. Made some money. Neat. That's fun. That's exciting. I kept playing, and I was like, wow, okay, I've got no money left. And I won, like, $394 in Eddie Fox, and then I played all that out, too. I was like, oh, cool, I can keep playing. I have more money, so I can keep playing this slot machine. That's really fun. And, you know, I moved around to a couple different slot machines, you know, just to see what they were like, and see what they did, and how they worked. And so, yeah, so I made about $600 out of $50. And then spent it all on, because I had a few bucks left for blackjack, and that's why I used to play penny slots with, and then made the $394 on penny slots, and then turned around, so I made 300 and something, lost it, took the few bucks I had left from that, turned that into slot money, made another $400 almost. And lost that, and I was like, oh, neat, that was fun, and then that was, like, the only time I gambled while I was out there, you know, and it was an interesting experience. So, yeah, and supposed to be going back out to Vegas in a couple of months for a LinkedIn thing, so that'll be exciting. Already working on planning all of that out and getting the time off requests and stuff, so I can meet up with some awesome LinkedIn people and, you know, be a part of the Bobby the Bear social media doesn't have to suck movie celebration extravaganza or whatever the case may be. I don't know what the full title is. but that'll be fun in July. So, you know, a lot of cool stuff. I'm looking forward to doing some more traveling this year. I really want to do some more traveling. It's been so up and down with everything, so busy, that it's hard to find the time to go see these places. There's so many countries I've not been to. There's so many states I've not been to. I mean, there's 24 states in the United States I've not been to yet, out of 50. And, you know, my goal is to hit all 50 of them. You know, the idea is that by the time I turn to dust, I want to have been to all 50 states. I want to have been to as many countries as possible. So, you know, I'm working on that, working towards that goal. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun, the adventure that I have over the next several years. So I'm looking forward to it. With that being said, guys, thank you so much as always. And as always, Guard Thoughts out.
We all know how hard it is to grow, right? Especially if we are in the first month or years of our journey, of our business startup, or we're coaching, or we're writing, and we want to spread the word about us. We all know that it is pretty difficult to get the word out there. But that's exactly where I come in. I want to host an ad about your business into my podcast, Impact by Choice. So look me up on LinkedIn, Andrada Anite, or reach out to David and he will help you get to me. I would love to work with you further on, and I would love to help you boost the visibility of your brand.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.